Track 10 and some more news stories. Chapel's bicentennial celebrations. Bobby Tracy Baptist Church is celebrating the bicentennial anniversary of its chapel with an open day and Thanksgiving service. The open day runs from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. on Saturday, October the 12th, and will feature displays exploring the building's past, present and future. There will also be plenty of activities to entertain the children and refreshments for all. The bicentennial celebrations will continue on Sunday, October the 13th, with the service of Thanksgiving and celebration at 10:30 a.m. We are blessed to celebrate our 200th anniversary of when this chapel was built in 1824, a Bobby Tracy Baptist Church spokesperson said. While the chapel on Hind Street dates back to 1824, there has been a Baptist church congregation in Bobby Tracy since the mid-1700s. At that time, worshippers would travel to Bobby Tracy from as far afield as Moreton Hampstead and Stoke and Tinehead. As the congregation grew, plans were made for a large 400-seated building. The Baptist chapel was officially opened on September the 16th, despite the building not being completely finished. Over the last 200 years, Bobby Baptist Chapel has been both a place of worship and a centre for community life. During the 1800s, the chapel was an important place of education. Nowadays, the building continues to serve the wider community with toddler groups, a youth club, lunches, and as a meeting place for many activities within the town. Last month, members of Bobby Tracy Baptist Church distributed 3,500 Bibles to households in the town to celebrate the chapel's 200th anniversary.
South Devon MP demands water boss bonus ban. Caroline Vodden, Liberal Democrat MP for South Devon, has called for an immediate ban on executive bonuses at South West Water after it was announced that the company would have to pay back £17.4 million due to poor performance. South West Water is one of 17 water companies penalised by regulator Ofwat over such issues as leaks, sewage spills and supply interruptions. The firms have been told to return almost £158 million to customers. Ofwat noted that despite water companies committing to reduce pollution incidents by 30%, there has only been a 2% reduction. The revelation comes as the new government's water bill is set to be debated in Parliament. It aims to strengthen the power of the regulators and put failing water companies under special measures. Between 2022 and 2023, £9.7 million was paid out in executive bonuses and benefits to water and sewage company executives. Although the government wants to block bonuses for executives who pollute the waterways, the Lib Dems have said the bill is only a half measure and will table an amendment that would enforce an immediate ban on bonuses. Ms. Vodden said it was high time action was taken on the polluting firms. For too long, the Conservatives allowed water companies to ride roughshod over people here in South Devon, pumping their filthy sewage into our waterways while bosses took home massive bonuses, she said. That must end. No longer should these people be personally rewarded for failing to protect our precious environment while at the same time hiking bills for residents.
Vital Link Road could open soon. Work on the long-awaited Dawlish Link Road could be finished soon. It is understood contractors Montel Group may be nearing completion on the scheme to provide a road linking new housing development and the main A379. Work on the 6.2 million road was due to have finished this summer. In April, a 26-metre bridge was lifted into place using a 500-ton crane as part of the project. The scheme is aimed at easing congestion on the A379 by linking the road at Shutterton to housing development at Seckmanton Farm. Work on the link road started in 2023, 7 years after it was originally planned. In September, Montel issued an update on progress on the project to build the 26-metre bridge, 110-metre of carriageway on an embankment, including footways and cycleways, and a further 360-metre of carriageway. Proposals for the road were first put forward when housing development was considered to the northeast of the town. Heavy traffic has been a constant issue along Elm Grove Road, which is home to two schools. The link road has been part of Tinbridge Council's local plan, described as a key step in achieving the aim to link new homes directly onto the A379 Exeter Road. The link road will provide a bus route, cycle lanes and footpaths, boosting more substantial transport options. Government funding for the project was first agreed in 2019, but since then, planning permission has been granted for homes on either side of the Shutterton Brook. The road was described by Devon County Council as key link to provide access to new homes.
Swaptober gets underway. Smokers in Devon who wish to kick the habit may be given vape starter kits to help them quit. Dubbed Swaptober, the campaign, which is being promoted by Public Health Devon, is part of a new measures to help the government meet its ambition for the country to be smoke-free by 2030. The initiative will see almost one in five of smokers in Devon given the vape starter kits. Whilst not risk-free, vaping poses less risk to those associated with smoking cigarettes because there is no combustion and vapour from vapes does not contain the products in cigarette smoke that cause lung disease, heart disease and cancer. Health experts, however, agree that anyone who does not smoke cigarettes should not start vaping. More research is needed to fully understand the health effects of e-cigarettes or vapes. October, or Stoptober, as the National Stop Smoking Campaign calls it, is a good opportunity for people to give up smoking.
Park Run Pirates plunder town. Tynmouth was plundered by a crew of marauding pirates at the end of last month as town's Park Run celebrated its sixth anniversary. Around 350 runners tackled the 5K course along the seafront, with many donned in pirate costumes to mark the occasion. Event director Paul Burgess, who set up Tynmouth's Park Run, paid tribute to everyone who has contributed to the weekly event. Tynmouth Promenade Park Run has been an amazing success, but we couldn't have done it without over 600 volunteers, 55,000 runners, and over 100,000 people watching, he said. I want to say a massive thank you to all our volunteers and everyone who has been a part of it, he added. And there are several photographs here of people dressed as pirates doing the run, including a young lad called Edward Little, who has celebrated his 100th park run.
Fire totally destroys car. A car was destroyed by fire despite the efforts of firefighters from Newton Abbott. Crews were on alert on Saturday to report of a vehicle fire near Ware Barton roundabout. On arrival, the crew discovered the car was well alight, with smoke and flames issuing from all areas. Two firefighters wore sets of breathing apparatus and used a hose reel jet to tackle the blaze. The team also used cutting and spreading equipment to access under the bonnet and into the boot. A spokesman for Newton Abbott Fire Station said, while the fire was being tackled, another member of the crew utilised a dam mat to block a drain cover to ensure the fire water runoff and other fluids from the car didn't go into nearby water sources. Although the fire was dealt with quickly, the car was unfortunately 100% destroyed by fire. All of the occupants escaped the vehicle and were uninjured prior to our arrival.